Welcome, jazz lovers, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We're going to begin today's show with one of my favorite tunes from Hank Mobley. This one's called This, I Dig of You.
Thank you.
A nice tune there from Greg Abate's latest album. It's entitled Magic Dance, The Music of Kenny Barron. That's the name of the album you heard, the Kenny Barron tune, Cook's Bay. And that's Greg Abate on alto sax and flute on that one, along with Kenny Barron on piano, Desron Douglas on bass, Jonathan Blake on drums. Before that, we heard from Hank Mobley. From the album Soul Station, we heard This I Dig of You. And that quartet is Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Art Blakey on drums, Wynton Kelly on piano, and Paul Chambers on bass. Certainly an all-star cast on that album from back in 1960. Next up, I'm going to play a couple tracks from an album I was hip to last week. It's from Robert Castelli and Boom. It's an extraordinary album. It crosses many different genres and styles. I can hear some 70s jazz fusion, certainly some Brazilian rhythms and Afro-Cuban rhythms. I think you'll enjoy this. Name of the album is Party at One World Plaza. We will hear a couple tracks from that, starting with Floatin'. We'll be right back. Robert Castelli and Boom. The name of the album is Party at One World Plaza. And that is available on Bandcamp. I do not believe it is available in your streaming services, but you can go to Bandcamp and search for Robert Castelli, C-A-S-T-E-L-L-I. This is a group out of Barcelona, Spain, featuring Robert Castelli on drums, Danny Perez on guitar, Gils Estapi on keyboards, Emilio Martin on bass. So check that out. It's a fine album. We're going to move on to feature a couple artists that I really enjoy listening to. Sadly, both of them are no longer with us. I'm speaking of Michael Brecker, the great saxophone player who died young at the age of 57 of a rare blood disorder, and McCoy Tyner, who passed away, I think, within the year. Back in 1996, they both released albums that featured one another, and we're going to hear from those two albums. Michael Brecker's album is Tale from the Hudson, and McCoy Tyner's album is Infinity. So we're going to hear a track from both those albums, beginning with Michael Brecker. This is Midnight Voyage.
Thank you.
Ah, yes, a nice long set featuring McCoy Tyner and Michael Brecker. The last tune you heard was from McCoy Tyner's album Illuminations from back in 2003. An interesting group of musicians here of McCoy Tyner on piano, Terrence Blanchard on trumpet, Gary Bartz on alto saxophone, Christian McBride on bass, and Lewis Nash on drums. And we heard If I Should Lose You. Prior to that, we heard McCoy Tyner Trio featuring Michael Brecker. Name of that album is Infinity, and that's a 1995 release. We heard Flying High, and we started out that set with Michael Brecker featuring McCoy Tyner from the album Tales from the Hudson, a 1996 release. We heard Midnight Voyage. And we are coming to the close of this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. Thank you for listening. Let's close it out with a brand new release from Vijay Iyer from his album Uneasy, an album that is getting a lot of critical acclaim. This features Vijay Iyer on piano, Linda Mahan Oh on bass, Tyshawn Sori on drums. We are going to hear Tuba, or perhaps Tauba, T-O-U-B-A. Let's listen to Vijay Iyer. Thanks for listening, folks.
Hi, this is Ken Laster. I'd like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. It's been going on now for 10 years and 6 million downloads worldwide. I've put in an extraordinary amount of time and expense into producing this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it gives me so much joy to spread my love of this art form to you and to others. Now, I would like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.podbean.com, you will find a donate button on the right sidebar where you can make a contribution. Surely, just one listening of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener over a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you can donate, you will be partnering with me to spread the tradition of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.